Governor Andrew Cuomo releases his state budget plan Tuesday afternoon, and he's expected to detail how he will close a $6 billion budget gap. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports with the resistance in legislature to both new taxes and spending cuts, the governor may have to get creative to thread that needle.
The budget gap is largely due to overspending on Medicaid beyond Governor Cuomo's self-imposed 2% per year spending cap. Factors include increases in the minimum wage, resulting in higher labor costs, and a spike in New Yorkers using Medicaid to pay for their health costs. That came as part of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. The governor, speaking to reporters after an event in Orange County, said he'll lay out a plan in his budget, and there's no need for concern.
Nobody should worry. Life is good. Be optimistic.
The problem, though, has been brewing for some time. Each year since 2014, Cuomo's budget office has shifted a bit of money at the end of one fiscal year into the next in order to stay within the spending cap, on paper anyway. Each year, that amount grew, and in 2019, budget officials shifted an entire $1.7 billion reimbursement payment to providers like hospitals and nursing homes into the next fiscal year. And they expect to do so again at the end of this fiscal year, which concludes March 31st. State Controller Tom DiNapoli says deferring payments is not a good long-term strategy, and it puts off an inevitable reckoning of how to control the cost overruns.
I think everyone was aware that there was deferrals going on and never smart to kick the can down the road. And we came up to a year like this where you had a very significant increase in the Medicaid costs.
In another attempt to contain costs, Cuomo's budget office on New Year's Eve announced a 1% across-the-board cut to providers. But the $126 million it would save doesn't come close to closing the multi-billion-dollar gap. The governor, in his State of the State speech January 8th, hinted that counties, who also partially fund the Medicaid program, might have to pay more to help close the gap. 6 years ago, the state froze the county's costs so that they did not have to pay for any increases in Medicaid spending. Cuomo complained that the state is now paying billions of dollars each year on behalf of the counties.
The local governments still administer the program, even though they no longer share the costs. And we have seen dramatically higher cost increases recently. Why? You can't separate administration from accountability. It is too easy to write a check when you don't sign it.
Counties, who in the past have asked the state to take over the entire Medicaid program, issued a carefully worded statement. They praised the governor for initiating the cost cap and said they want to be part of discussions to trim the Medicaid budget. One way to close a budget deficit is to raise taxes. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has already said his Democratic majority wants to look at ways to increase revenues and has not ruled out more taxes on the wealthy. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins has said raising taxes is not her first choice. And Governor Cuomo says he does not want to raise income taxes on the wealthy. Hastie, speaking after Cuomo's speech, says recent spending on Medicaid has resulted in a dramatic decrease in uninsured New Yorkers. Just 5% of state residents do not have health insurance. And he says he does not want to see that progress jeopardized.
It's going to be a long and complicated conversation because, as I said before, we really don't want to see services to people cut. We have 95% of the people in the state receiving health care. We don't want to see that number go down.
There are also signs that current tax collections might help to close some of the gap. The controller's report on third quarter revenue collections finds that personal income tax receipts are $1 billion over the amount initially projected, and business taxes are over $300 million more than anticipated. The governor is expected on Tuesday afternoon to also propose amounts for funding school aid and to provide details of other programs, including the legalization of adult recreational use of marijuana. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.